I see wholeness, and it is so. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I see wholeness, and it is so. We all have the opportunity of living in the present. We all have the opportunity of living in the now. We all have the opportunity of being all that we are right now. A child is a child, and a child is not yet a man. But a child has within itself all that a man is. A child is the unrevealed man. The man is always there, and the child in the man is always there too. We sometimes forget that. We sometimes think we lose our childhood. We lose that time of when we were so innocent and so lovely and so beautiful. But we don't. I see wholeness, and it is so. I see, as a child sees, the joy, the expectation. When a child has a desire, when a child has anticipation, a child has a dream, he doesn't have a dream of something to be. The dream already exists in his heart, in his soul, in his being. When he thinks of something he'd like to do or have or be or experience, he is experiencing it at that moment. If we could but encourage children to carry on with what they have in childhood, carry on with that dream being fulfilled of whatever it is that they are, they would see wholeness, and it is so. They would see goodness, and it is so. We have a tendency to jade our childlikeness and say that these are illusions and these are not true. Get with the real world. Get with the way it is. And the real world is wholeness. The real world is the divinity. The real world is the fulfillment of all that is good and beautiful and wonderful. That's the real world. That's the real world that we want to be associated with. That's the real world that we want to grow into as men, as beings who have left childhood behind. But we don't want to leave childhood behind. We want childhood to be with us all the days of our life. I see wholeness, and it is so. A child sees its dream, and it is so. An adult can see its dream, and it is so too. But adult is told to be realistic, to not look at appearances and say that they're not so, but to face facts. The appearance is quite so and quite there. And yet, we tell ourselves this, and we know that a moment later, that appearance could be quite changed, and is quite changed. For appearances are changing constantly in us. And what is our reality? Oh, our reality is either this or that, the appearance of good or the appearance of bad. But what our reality actually is the absolute quality, the quality of no change, the quality of absolutely oneness at all times, of being its ideal self. That's our reality. And we, living in our human, in our relative world, like to think that reality is whatever we appear to see, whatever is standing before us. And that's what we think. I see wholeness, and so it is. Now, how can we see wholeness and have it be so when it is not the appearance? Well, we know that that which is absolute always is and always will be. That which is absolute stands forth under all circumstances. That which is absolute has no values of good or bad. That which is absolute is. And that which is absolute is where we want to direct our attention every moment of our life. I want to direct my attention, at least, every moment of my life, to the idea that I am the absolute. I am the ideal. I am the ideal expression of humanity. I am the ideal man. I am the ideal expression of the infinite God consciousness here and now. I am the ideal expression of God. I am God right now. I am that. I am. And so many times people laugh at us and they say, what foolishness. What foolishness. Don't you recognize that there is a greater beingness in this universe than you are? And you will never be able to acknowledge that for yourself because it is beyond your capacity to even comprehend. And I say to you and to me, ha-ha, there's nothing beyond my comprehension to apprehend. There's nothing. I have the ability to know all. I have the ability to comprehend all. I can know all, and I can be all right now. But if I say to myself, I cannot, then I cannot, because I do not put myself in the proper juxtaposition to do that. Now, I can do that because I can say, I am the allness. I am whole, and so it is. I am that which I am, and so it is. Too often we say, I am the appearance, and so it is. And we limit ourselves to expressing, experiencing, and knowing the appearance as it stands before us. But we have the wisdom, the genius, we have the allness in us to look beyond the appearances and see to the truth, to see to what it is we'd like to have. An artist looks at his painting and says it's half done. And so it is. And if the artist goes no further, the painting is always going to remain half done. But the artist has in his mind, in his thought, the completed painting. He need never paint the painting whatsoever or sculpt the sculpture, because in his mind, in his heart, is the completed object, the completed ideal, and it's perfect. It is absolutely flawless. And this is how a painter looks at his rendition, absolutely flawless. Oh, he has different periods in which he expresses different attitudes of emotion or attitudes of feeling. And as this happens, the paintings reflect where he is in consciousness. But if we go to the absolute awareness of all, if we go into the ideal which we are, we will find that all is done right now, and it is done beautifully so. And I see wholeness, and it is so, because I look with the eyes of the divine. I look with the eyes of purity and goodness and magnificence. I look with all that is and all that ever will be, and all that matters is that that is what is done. That's all that matters. And how great that is. Yes, how great that is. Today, I have the opportunity of knowing who and what I am. I have the opportunity of claiming who and what I am. I have the opportunity of experiencing who and what I am. And I love it very, very much. And I delight in it very, very much. And it is done now. Because that is who I am, and that is all that I am, and that is that which I am now. We can make that claim. I see wholeness, and it is so. We can be in the innocence of childhood and look beyond more readily, and as we are adults, we can look with that innocence and see it done. It is for us to enjoy if we wish. It's for us to manifest if we wish. whatever it is that is our dream, our desire, our goal, that is our experience. As long as we hold true to it, as long as we see wholeness and have it be so. Because that's what makes the world go round, and that's what makes you and me what we are right now. Enter into that wholeness for yourself right now, as I do for myself, because it is true and it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.